Hey, welcome to How Be Zero. I'm Joey.
I'm Samantha.
We have a very special episode tonight. This episode is based on us being married for 7 years.
Just had our anniversary.
Lucky number 7. We just celebrated it this week.
Yeah.
And in honor of that, we were going to talk about all the things we learned about marriage.
Mm-hmm. We each have 7 things we learned about being married.
Yes.
And we haven't seen each other's lists.
Yes.
So it's a prize.
So we're going to say the things we've learned, not because we're these amazing people, but just because they're things that we've learned, and we wanted to share them with you so that your marriage could be smooth sailing along a crystal sea.
Oh, that sounds nice. And you can go on a riverboat cruise.
Riverboat cruise.
Like we want to.
A Viking riverboat cruise is one of our relationship dreams. Goals. Just us and people in there, like AARP members. You get it's to dine happen. Outside.
You wake up every morning in your new European country. That is so appealing to me.
Yeah. And you're also not in the middle of the dark ocean.
Yeah. So if the ship goes down, you can just swim to shore.
Float on your back and kick.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll hit a shore. Mm-hmm.
And no sharks will eat you.
There are no sharks in European rivers, to my
knowledge.
And
when you look out your little porthole, you see land instead of open water because it's terrifying.
The endless abyss.
Because we both saw the movie Open Water. Tip number 1, don't watch the movie Open Water.
Or do watch it if you're thinking about going on a, what do they call it? Scuba diving trip. You'll never go.
No. Should we get started?
That was a free tip. That's not one of our 7. No. You're welcome. What's your first tip?
My number 1 tip is something I like to live my life by. And I say all the time to y'all, like my kids and my husband, and it's be sweet. I think it just covers so much. Just be sweet to people. Your first instinct should be kindness.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good in any relationship.
I think so, yeah. I say it to the boys all the time, and they're 1 and 2.
Okay. That's going to make mine look kind of dumb.
No, I like it.
My first one, so when we first got married, we did not have a lot of money, and we would save up for months to go maybe on 1 trip.
Mm-hmm.
A year. And they weren't giant trips. We live in Central Texas, and we would go to Fredericksburg.
San Antonio.
Or San Antonio. Those were really the big 2.
We went to Corpus.
We did go to Corpus once.
Yeah.
But we would save up a long time and go, and it was a big special thing. And every time we went somewhere, I felt this duty to finish whatever food we ate. Because we didn't have a lot of money, and we had ordered it. I wanted to live life to the fullest. And in Fredericksburg, that meant eating a lot of sauerkraut.
Oh. And we were staying in a tiny bed and breakfast room.
Tiny bed and breakfast. So just our little quaint room.
On a romantic trip.
And then
tons of sauerkraut.
Yeah, so in college I was known as G.I. Joe because I have some gastrointestinal issues. And I don't recommend, if you're going to want to walk around and have a romantic weekend, just stay away from the sauerkraut. And also, apparently, same thing happened in San Antonio, the sequel. Texas-sized chimichanga with queso on top. Wasn't even my food. I ate my whole entree. You ate like a third of it, and I was like, well, I guess I should finish this.
We're here. Place of your birth.
Yeah. I'm from San Antonio. So I had a hard time just walking around the Riverwalk after that.
Yeah.
I don't
remember much after that.
I don't remember anything after that. I don't remember coming home. I don't remember. So the point is, if you're going to go on a romantic getaway, eat light.
Yeah.
Think ahead.
Get like a chicken sandwich.
Probably not a fried chicken sandwich with queso.
Just like a grilled chicken sandwich.
Although in normal terms, that sounds amazing.
It does sound good. Okay. You want to do number 2? You do number 2.
Moving on.
What's your number 2?
That was my number 1. You want me to do number 2?
Yeah, I'm saying like you do your number 2 and then I'll do my number 2.
I have a slogan for this one. Give hugs, not shrugs.
I love that.
So what this means is I wouldn't say I'm an affectionate person necessarily.
No,
by nature.
I force you to be affectionate.
But I feel very deeply and I appreciate deeply.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I learned when I had kids is they don't know me really, except by how I treat them. And, you know, kids pick up a lot of things, but I learned if I really love them and want them to know that, then I hug them, I pick them up, I squeeze them, and they love it. Mm-hmm. But if I was my natural, I guess, state, I wouldn't do that. So one thing I would recommend in your marriage, if you're not an affectionate person, but you really love your partner, then you should let them know that physically as well. So give them hugs, hold their hand. I mean, if they're not like into PDA, I wouldn't do that because that would be opposite.
But if your spouse is.
Yeah. But also not just hugs, just make sure your partner knows how much you appreciate them. Because even if you do, if you don't tell them, they might not know it necessarily.
I love that. That goes into one of mine. I'm going to skip ahead. One of mine was know your partner's love language. Because one of my love languages is touch. And so it's good that you go out of your way to give affection.
Give hugs, not shrugs. Yeah. What is a love language?
Love. There's how many of them? Six. So there's different ways that people like to give and receive love from other people. It's like gifts, time, acts of service, words of affirmation, affection.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there another one?
I thought there was five.
Okay, five. So I know that Joey's is time and service. I don't naturally lean towards wanting to receive love in that way. So I've had to go out of my way to think about ways I can serve him. Like, I know that he likes it when I help him by making his breakfast. So I like to try to do that for him because it shows him that I love him. And I know that he feels valued and loved when I go out of my way to spend a lot of time with him. So I try to do that. And then mine is gifts and affection. Well, I like all of them probably, but gifts and probably affection. Mm-hmm. And so he gets me little gifts. And my gifts doesn't have to be something extravagant. Like he'll bring me home like a cookie. And I'll get really excited just because it means that he was thinking about me and decided to go out of his way to get me something.
That's a good one. So now I do a new one or you do one?
You can do a new one.
Okay. Listen to role models.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This podcast is our way of trying to pay it forward because we have a lot of couples at our church or just other people we know that we look up to and are kind of an inspiration of how to be a couple. And when we were getting married, we had a couple named Jen and Dave,
mm-hmm.
and they were kind of our mentors for months where they walked us through a set curriculum and gave us real world life advice on different issues like money and kids and spending time together and things like that. Dave was like a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
He was not afraid to speak truth to me. And there were times when we were engaged that I had a dream that I was not acting the way I should. And Dave Klobeck showed up at my door with a knife and was just chasing me around my apartment. And I woke up and I was like, oh, Klobeck. So that was a real thing that happened. And I actually really appreciated that because it meant somebody was looking out for me in our marriage. And that was really awesome. So I would say find people who have a marriage that you appreciate and want to emulate and kind of learn from them and see if they'll kind of mentor you.
That's a good one.
Because, think about it. It's kind of silly. So we have work mentors and life coaches and all this stuff. But marriage is one of the most important things you can be or whatever long-term committed relationship you're in. But we don't necessarily think about mentorship in that way as much as we think about like a career counselor at school or a work mentor on LinkedIn or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very important area. So find somebody you like and try to emulate them and see what you can learn from them.
That's good. I like that. Okay, my next one is give out grace like it's going out of business. Let the little things go, like pet peeve stuff. Like for me, I really like for the covers on the bed to be like nice and tucked in before we go to bed. And Joey likes to just like burrito himself
yes.
in the covers. It naturally like really frustrates me. I just need to be better about just letting it go. Like, I just need to have my side nice and neat. Because that doesn't matter in the long run. Like, that's a silly thing to get grumpy about. And also, like, in the big things, I think the way that looks, like, when you have a disagreement, to talk about things respectfully. Just trying to keep your cool and, you know, being sweet.
Yeah. Rule number one.
Yeah.
So, I think, Tam, you're actually really good at this.
Oh,
and it's something I've learned from you. But, yeah, that's one on my list as well. It's always assume the best of your spouse. And for me, that's gotten easier the longer we've been married. And I don't think it's because you were a bad person and got a better person. I think it's just because I've learned to be a better person and trust more
mm-hmm.
because I know you. and I know what kind of person you are. So even if I don't understand maybe why you did something, I know you. So I trust that you did it with a good, yeah, a good heart, a good intention.
I wasn't being malicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you said, there are a lot of times you could say, well, actually, but what is the goal of your relationship? And is it to be right on a well, actually point, like an internet commenter, or is it to love your spouse?
Yeah, because you're a team.
Yes.
Oh, that segues into one of mine. Don't talk bad about your spouse to other people. You need to be their number one fan. The world is hard. Be an encourager. This is your forever person.
Oh, I like that.
All lumped together.
I like that.
I think the world is hard enough. Like, the person that you've chosen to spend your life with, you should be able to trust that they're going to lift you up outside of the home and in the home. You need them to be your safe place.
Because they're your team.
Yeah. And Joey does a great job about this. Like, I'm not the best person in the world, but if you talk to him, it sounds like I am. Because he's real nice about me all the time.
Thank you. And mm-hmm. It's not about being fake. It's about showing your spouse that you care about them. It's kind of like the hugs, not shrugs thing, where they're your team. So even on a team, if there's always an enforcer on every team, mm-hmm. and if someone messes with somebody on that team, then the enforcer steps in.
Yeah.
Like Steve Ott on the Dallas Stars back in the day.
Yeah, I remember him.
It's the same thing in marriage. That's your partner, and so you stand up for them all the time.
Yes. I love it. You have another one?
Who knew Steve Ott would make it into our marriage podcast?
I did. I bet Danny did.
Probably. I would say encourage strengths. Mm-hmm. So if your partner is passionate about something or is really good at something, then you need to nurture that and create an environment where that can grow. Because you want your partner to be the best person that they can be because you're on the same team. I think Samantha's really good about that kind of thing. So if I'm trying to do this Globe and Crown stuff, then she's very supportive and interested in it. I don't know. I get into so many passionate, nerdy things, and she's just so willing to listen and take it all in good fun. And I really appreciate that she doesn't dog the things I like.
You're a man of many hobbies.
I am.
That connects to one of mine. It's find common interests, but also appreciate each other's individual interests. Joey really likes wrestling, and I'm kind of indifferent to it. I used to probably not like it. But every once in a while, I'll watch it with him, and I actually got to where I think it's kind of fun. And I don't like all parts of it, but there are certain parts of it that I think are funny, and so it's fun to watch together sometimes. And then, like, Joey really likes writing, and I don't enjoy writing, but I enjoy reading what he's written. And he's always really sweet about, I really like to decorate and do things around the house, and he could probably care less, but he's always really nice about acting excited about new stuff when I point it out.
And I try to record TV shows like, what was that lottery one we just watched?
Oh, that one was so good. It was Lottery Dream Home?
Yeah, so it's a HGTV show, which normally wouldn't be my jam, but if it's something I think Sam will like, then I will put it on the DVR so it's something we can do together or watch together.
And everybody should watch that one. It's so sweet. It's about these people that have won the lottery and are buying their dream home. And it seems like they hone in on people that don't have a lot before they won. Because everyone we've seen so far is like asking for things that you would find in a typical home.
Suburban home.
And so they're like, I'd like a master bathroom. I'd like 3 bedrooms. And it's just really refreshing because I watch a lot of HGTV and it seems like people are, you know, when you search, I'm sure I was guilty of this, but when you search for homes, sometimes you can be pretty picky. Like, I want 2 master bedroom closets and I want hardwoods throughout and I want it completely done. It's just refreshing to watch people that are excited about the little stuff.
Yeah. Like Sam said, try to share those things together. Find stuff that other people like, whether it's decorating or writing or
wrestling.
Just, yeah. Anything. Just being supportive makes it more fun for the other person. And I've actually heard that, an indicator that a marriage is going to fail is if, it doesn't matter what it is, but if it's something where basically you're like, hey, look at that. And the other person doesn't look up.
Oh yeah. I've read that article.
That's a bad sign.
Apathy.
Yes.
About another person's interest. Yes. Or suggestion. Yeah. I read that article.
Who's up next? Me?
Sure. You can go.
Another one I had was, my note says, be friends with your lover. which is spelled L-U-V-A-H. I don't know why I wrote it like that.
What does that even mean?
Well, I have a parenthesis and it says laugh, inside jokes, etc.
I have one like that. Okay, you talk about yours.
What I meant was, besides being like in a marriage, you hang out together all the time, hopefully. Uh-huh. And you're friends.
Yes.
And you do stuff friends do, like hang out and have jokes and just kind of observe things about life and have a good time. And I think that's really important too, because one of my favorite things is, even though there have been times where we've been pretty broke or we were doing pretty good, but we always have fun together.
Yeah, even if it's just staying home and playing Skip-Bo.
Yeah. Or just one time we, when we had no money, we drove to Horseshoe Bay and just looked at model
fancy houses.
And, yeah. God bless those realtors for not just kicking us out and just pointing at the door out.
We drove up in our 10-year-old Camry.
Yeah.
We're here to look at this million-dollar home.
just fun things, just to spend time together, I think, is important, just like you would with any friendship that you care about.
Yeah. One of mine was laugh together, and I think you pretty well covered that. So I'll go to my last one. And this one is something we're still working on, and I feel like we're getting better every day, is get on the same page about finances. So I've read before that a lot of marriages end because of money woes. And so we actually did the Dave Ramsey course a few years ago.
Financial Peace University.
Mm-hmm. And it was really, I thought it was really fun. Mm-hmm. And it's something that it recalibrates the way you think, because it's really countercultural. And I think I'm still trying to figure it out. But I feel like it's helped our marriage, because we don't disagree about different spending because we're on the same page.
One of the main things about that with the finance piece is, it, like you said, it gets you on the same page. It reminds you you're a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something you fight about. It's something you're united on and you're working towards the same goal. And I think that's part of the fun part for it.
Yeah.
And that ties into my last one. So we didn't look at each other's list beforehand. These just happen to kind of tie in, I guess, because we kind of think about the same things. But figure out your priorities and do them together.
Perfect.
The little subset of that is dream together. When we got engaged, we were doing premarital counseling. One of the first things the counselor said to us is, what is the purpose of marriage? And it's not even something I'd honestly thought about before.
Mm-mm.
I was just like, well, I love this person. I want to spend the rest of my life with them. But why get married? For us as Christians, the idea of marriage, I think, is that you model the relationship between Christ and the church of sacrifice and mutual
service.
Submission.
Mm-hmm.
In service, yeah. If that's the kind of what our relationship is supposed to model, one of service and love and putting the other person ahead of yourself, then you have to think about that. You have to work at that. I saw a funny meme today about like how mad you get when you've eaten a salad and you haven't lost any weight yet and you just eat one salad. It's kind of the same thing. Like if you want to have a healthy, strong marriage full of trust and love and mutual respect and admiration, then you have to work on that. That's part of why the Dave Ramsey thing went so well, is because we were agreeing to work together on something, get on the same page. And we're just on one state salary right now, but we're working towards one day getting a lake house somewhere.
A lake house and a riverboat cruise.
Yeah, that biking riverboat cruise. But it's just fun to have those things to look forward to. And it's not just material things or those trips, although those are fun. But I think for us, a lot of the lake house is just somewhere where our family can come hang out with us when we're older, and thinking about what you want your kids to be like and what you want your legacy to be like. A combination of having fun together, serving one another, planning what you want your marriage to look like together, avoiding sauerkraut on romantic getaways.
Stay and Texas size anything.
That's probably a good rule of thumb. That was our second year of marriage. I apologize.
That was a fun trip, though.
Hugs, not shrugs. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Closing comments, Sam?
No, you're a good marriage partner.
So are you. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
These podcasts are fun to make.
They are fun.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? We're at 20 minutes.
I feel like every episode we talk about a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
So there's one I'd like to recommend, but I forgot the name of it.
Oh, no.
It's my very favorite one of all time, and it stars Felicity and the bad guy from Scream, Skeet Ulrich. Remember? The Magic of Ordinary Days.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's so good. You need to find it and watch it.
The Magic of Ordinary Days.
It's amazing.
And so Felicity is someone from New England or something?
Yes, she's a rich girl. And it takes place post-World War II, I think.
I think.
And she becomes pregnant by a soldier, or maybe it's during World War II, and he's away at war, mm-hmm. and he does not agree to marry her. And so in the 40s, that was very taboo. So she needed to find a husband. And somehow her family found this nice farmer who is not a murderer, like in Scream, Skeet mm-hmm. Ulrich, and he agrees to marry her. And she moves out to the country, and they get married. And then, of course, love
she
is
going to... She doesn't like him. It's like Green Acres, but
yeah, she thinks he's dramatic. Simple and boring, but he just keeps on trying to woo her, and he's really sweet. And of course, they're going to fall in love.
Yeah.
And it's just real sweet.
It is a sweet movie. Keri Russell, Skeet Ulrich.
Love.
Yes.
World War II fashion.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
All great stuff.
Yeah. That's a good one for marriage.
People anything have- else?
That's it.
That's it. All right. So I'm Joey.
I'm Sammy.
What's our sign off? Our spouse sign off?
Here's to 7 more years.
Here's to 7 more years.
Thank you, Blake! Yeah!